chain like you're doing like a championship or a competition.
Welcome to the D8 Training Podcast, your guide to training and vitality. I'm Anne-Marie Antic, your host. Today I'm excited as I'll be interviewing three talented and up-and-coming girls, Kayla, Rose and Chloe, all from our D8 Training Youth Program. Our youth program is gym training for kids, generally around the ages 10 plus. However, if mature enough, you can start younger like Chloe and Rose did. These three girls are not only intelligent and beautiful, they are strong and each are accomplished in their chosen sports. We have Kayla here, who is our record holder at D8 Training with the most chin-ups for girls, which is a total of 6. Kayla originally started in gymnastics, where she successfully progressed to level 5 and placed in many competitions within the top 3. Her most notable achievement was state champion in level 4 under 9s. She now plays netball in Division 1 as wing attack, goal attack or goal shooter, and in the gym she keeps getting stronger and stronger. We have Rose, who won our girls' competition of the longest hang at our last D8 training family day. Rose is also national champion in 50 metre and 100 metre backstroke, and she finished 2nd nationally in the 100 metre freestyle. And lastly, Chloe, a bullet and holds the fastest sprint time at D8 training for the girls. Chloe is an elite gymnast where she was crowned last year under 9's level 4 state champion, placed 1st across various other competitions and was awarded level 4 most outstanding gymnast in a club. Welcome, girls. Are we ready to get started?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, let's start with you, Kayla. Now, I know that you can do more chin-ups than most of us adults in the class and probably even more than some of the athletes. That is impressive. How old are you?
I'm 10, turning 11.
And how long have you been coming to the D8 gym training program?
Maybe around a couple months. I started later last year.
How are you finding the classes?
I love it. It's just whenever I walk in there, it's always a positive mindset and everything's really fun and enjoyable.
Glad to hear. Started off with gymnastics and now you've transitioned to netball. Can you share with us a little bit about your journey and what made you make that decision?
I started gymnastics when I was like younger, like 4 years old, and I kept on moving up levels over and over again. When I reached level 4, I got state champion and I was really proud of that. And in level 5, I decided it was time for me to move because everything was just getting a little bit harder, and because I did netball at the same time as that, I couldn't fit everything in. So then I decided to move just to do netball and focus on that. And it was really hard leaving all my friends I've been friends for with like 5 years, 6 years now. I still keep in touch with them, and I think moving to netball was a good decision, and I'm really proud how I moved on from that.
Such a young age, that would have been a big decision for you.
Yeah, it was.
And, you know, you trained a bit in gymnastics, you're doing lots of netball training plus the gym training. How do you balance school training and other activities?
Well, it kind of just fits in perfectly. So I usually go to school, then on Mondays I go to D8, and then it's kind of really packed for me. But in summer netball, we do games on Fridays, but this winter season, we're doing games on Saturdays. But because I'm playing 2 netball clubs, I have a game in the morning and a game at lunchtime. So it kind of works really well because luckily the games are not at the same time, which is great.
Sounds like you're super organised. And can you share a time that you had a goal for sport and then you were able to achieve it?
When I started off in my netball club, I play for a club called Matrix Netball Club. And my first goal was to originally get into the club because it was a hard club to get into. Then I started off in Division 4, which I was really proud of because there were 7 divisions. And then after that, I had a goal to get into Division 1 because I wanted to play with really good girls and I wanted to learn from them and become a better player. And in summer last season, I got into the Division 1 team and I was playing with amazing kids and I learned so much and I developed so much from winter to summer.
Wow, so you were able to move up from each of the divisions to get higher and higher.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, Rose, national champion, so for all of Australia in swimming. Let's start with, how old are you?
I am 10, turning 11 soon.
How did you start swimming and get into it?
I started swimming when I was really young and I really enjoyed it. So I just kept going and set a dream for myself.
So you set a dream for yourself, was it?
Yeah, to go to nationals.
So your dream came true? Hey?
Yeah.
And how did it come true?
I had to win the Sapsasa States to go to nationals and I did that.
Congratulations. And I'm sure it was a lot of your hard work as well.
Yeah.
And how's the gym training at D8 helped you with your swimming?
It helped me strengthen like my muscles so I could go faster.
What do you enjoy about D8?
It's just really fun and enjoyable and everyone's really nice, encouraging of other people.
And then I guess going back to your swimming, what do you enjoy most about swimming?
I love the competitions. That's mostly my favourite bit. I would rather choose swimming over dancing because swimming for the competitions and for like the fun.
And I know myself with competitions, I'll get nervous or, you know, the competition, the pressure. How do you go about managing your nerves or pressure during the competition?
I just go for it and I just hype myself up, have lots of adrenaline.
So it's the excitement of it.
Yeah.
And can you share a memorable moment from your championship winning season?
Oh, it was probably at Sapsasa States when I won the record. I was really happy. Everyone was cheering for me and also at Nationals when I won every race.
So with the Sapsasa, did you break a record as well?
Yeah.
Nice. Which record was that?
It was a 50-meter backstroke record.
And what are your goals with swimming? What do you hope to achieve?
I hope to break the Carly McEwen's record for 100-meter backstroke when I'm 13. I want to beat her record.
And what's her record?
Pretty sure it's 57 for 100-meter backstroke, 57 seconds.
Thanks, Rose. And let's move to yourself, Chloe. So, Chloe, gymnastics seems to be your passion and you're getting a lot of achievements with it. How old are you?
I'm 9, turning 10.
And what is it about gymnastics that you love and you enjoy?
I don't know, I just really enjoy like tumbling and like flipping. And
what's your favourite apparatus?
Well, I kind of like all of them, but my main favourite is floor because I like all the flipping and dancing.
Now, I know that you train a lot too. You've got 9 hours a week of gymnastics, plus you do 1 to 2 hours of junior gym. How do you stay motivated?
I mean, I mostly think of all of like the benefits from it. And I think that if I work harder, then I'll get a lot better.
And do you notice as you work harder, you do get better?
Yeah, I do. Like my skills improve and how tight they are and the smoothness of them.
Now, I know that you were in the gym before you could walk watching your dad train. You had your own mini kettlebells and dumbbells, so you started training while you were zero. It was like another playground to you. How do you think gym training has helped you in your gymnastics?
Well, I think that lots of the leg stuff have helped me with the vault because it gives me a faster run and then it's easier to get some more power. Maybe the arm things, probably from when I'm doing like flips and stuff to like not bend, so like it helps them keep straight.
Nice. It sounds like there's a lot of benefit there with your gym training. And from your gymnastics, what do you hope to achieve in the future?
Well, I do want to go to the Olympics.
I love that dream. I reckon you can do it. And do you have a role model that you look up to, another athlete?
I really like Simone Biles because she's like the best in the world. So I look up to her.
She's a good one. Thanks, Chloe. Thank you all for your introductions. Really liked hearing further about what you've done and your achievements are all remarkable. You know, while sports, there's lots of victories, we win, we move up, there's highs, we know that there's challenges along the way. I'd love to delve further into these challenges. Maybe if we start with you, Kayla. Can you share a time with us when you faced a personal challenge in your sport or training and how you overcame that?
One of my challenges recently I've had was I was in the Division 1 team in summer. Then I moved down to Division 2 this winter. And all my other friends got into the Division 1 team because this new girl that trialed out got my spot. I was a little bit upset, but I knew I could, I know this season I can still do my best. And for a couple of days, I felt really down because I really thought I was going to get that spot. And when we got the email, I was a little bit upset because the team wasn't as good as we thought it would be, but I think we can deal with it and we can definitely become better. I have a great coach, so I can learn a lot from her. And I feel strong now that I've moved, and I'm really proud that I've overcome this challenge in my life.
Congratulations for not quitting and keeping going and wanting to get better and improve with the great coach.
Thank you.
Do you have one, Rose?
Just before nationals, I got really sick, but then I like overcame it. And then after nationals, I was in the hospital for a day because I had bacterial pharyngitis and I was really sick. I was still a little bit sick at nationals.
So you were sick and then you managed to get a little bit better. The adrenaline kicked in so you could do nationals and win. Ended up going to hospital.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. And now Chloe?
Well, probably when I had servers, it was a lot harder for me to keeping on doing like vault and some tumbling because my foot would always start hurting. And then I started to get better and doing my rehab, and then I overcame it and now I'm fine.
That's great to hear. So you kept doing your exercises. Well, while we're with you, Chloe, when you do lose or you have a bit of a setback, how do you handle that?
Well, the first time when I was in my second competition, I came second and I was a little bit sad because on the event vault, which I'm pretty sure I did not do very good in, we didn't move the beat board out to my length and it was a bit harder to vault, but I was still pretty proud of myself that I still placed and got to be on the podium.
So you still did well coming second. And what did you learn from that?
I learnt two things. I learnt that if something needs to be different, then you need to tell someone, like the beat board. And then I also learnt that it's okay to lose.
What happened after that for your third competition?
Then was state championships, and I bounced back and came first, crowned state champion.
What about yourself, Kayla? How do you handle setbacks or losses?
When I get a setback or a loss, I always think to myself, well, as long as you know you did your best, everything's going to be okay. And next time you're going to smash it out and make so much better. Like one time I did a netball game and I completely lost it. I did so bad. I kept on dropping it. I kept on missing my shots. That was in the grand final. So I got really upset. And I had just a moment at halftime where I started, I had a couple tears because I thought I was letting the whole team down. But then some girls from the older age group, they helped me at halftime, got all the stress off my back. So I bounced back and I smashed it in the last quarter. And after that game, I was so proud of myself because I got back on track and knew that everything's going to be all right. Just keep on working hard. And we eventually won that game by one goal. So I was really happy. And I even cried happy tears at the end.
Nice. That was a grand final that you won.
Yes.
Nice. So what were you telling yourself? What were the girls telling yourself to help you bounce back?
So at halftime, they took me out and did a couple shots. And they said, one of the girls said, pretending there's somebody asked you to hold a glass of water for them, and then what you do is you just put it on the table and leave it aside to take it. Like, she was pretending it was stress. Just take it all away, put it on the table, make sure it's gone, and focus on what you were doing at the first place. Like if you're eating the ice cream or something, you finish that off before you do anything else with anyone else. When I was missing, I was thinking, my head was just thinking really negative thoughts, and I took all the stress and negative and put it away and bring back the positive, and that's what won us the game, which I was really happy about.
And again, it's that importance of that power of your thought.
Yeah.
What about yourself, Rose?
Whenever I get disqualified in swimming, I am always like really sad, but I look at why I just got disqualified and I look at the positives and think about how I could make it better next time, and I always get a treat if I'm feeling down.
Oh, nice, that's a good way. What would you get disqualified for?
It's normally if I start too early on the block, which I've only been disqualified once, and was at Darwin for state championships. I went too early off the block. I went before the beeper because they say take your marks and have a beeper. I went too early, so I got disqualified and it was my 100 IM. But all the other girls were like 14, 15, 16 on.
So you were competing against older girls?
Yeah.
Wow. And was that the same for your national one?
No. For nationals, it was the girls that were turning 10 or they were already 10 before New Year.
First, I want to say thank you for being honest and sharing all your challenges. Let's move on to parents. I'm a mum. I've got two kids. And, you know, sometimes what I struggle with as a mum is how do I support my kids? If they're winning, I wonder, should I be celebrating with them, telling them how great they did, but then will that demotivate them? Or should I be giving them advice on how they can be even better? Or if they're having a bad day and it didn't go to plan, what do I do? Do I give them advice? How do I support them? So I'd really love to hear from you three on what to do. Rose, what advice would you offer to parents regarding giving feedback to their children?
You would first start off with what you could have done better, and then you go on with all the things that you did really well.
What about yourself, Chloe?
I'd like them to give me some feedback and say, like, hey, you did really well in that competition. I'm really proud of you. And like, yeah, so just say like really motivational things to them.
I personally think that if you had bad game or something or a competition or anything, you whatever sport you do, the parents should always don't say anything negative, just maybe give them advice and tell them all the good things they did and don't take it on board just a bit like negative or something like, oh, hey, you did really bad, that was absolutely terrible, you have to do way better next time. You should more be like, hey, that was not your best game. You could have done more stuff better, but I'm still really happy with the good things you did. I think that's the way parents should approach the situation if somebody did bad.
So it sounds almost like be honest and acknowledge that it maybe wasn't their best game there and then focus on some of the things that they did well and then advise what they can improve on. But first do the improve and then all the positive. Now, let's say, you know, you lost, you played really badly, and then you're angry and unhappy about it. What support or feedback do you find most helpful from your parents?
If I'm feeling really upset, I find what really helps me is my parents always just give me advice like, hey, you got this, you can keep on moving on. Just make sure, like for me, I do netball, so make sure you push up your shots a bit more or do this when you're trying to lead out for the ball. So that makes me feel a bit better because I know I can still do it and it really brings up my happiness instead of feeling down again. So that really helps me a lot.
Do you like your parents from the sideline when you're playing netball screaming out and telling you what to do?
Yeah, I love it. It's always very motivational. It just makes me feel like I have people who care about me and know that they're there for me when they're cheering on for me. And whenever they scream something out like, hey, move forward, I'll do that because I know I can't see the game from a bird's eye view or something. So because they can see everything from like the end of the court to the other end, so I know they can see everything that's going on. So I just follow what they say because they were my coaches last year, so they know what they're doing.
What about yourself, Rose?
I would want my parents to tell me my compliments and what I did well, but also the things that I didn't do very well, and say that next time you should do this and this. And I would want them to take a video of like my competition or my race, and I would actually be able to see what I've been doing wrong. And in swimming, if I'm like flicking my arm out or putting my hand in the wrong way, I would be able to see that instead of my parents telling me and I wouldn't be able to believe them.
Would you even want that advice when you're angry or once you've calmed down?
I think once I've calmed down, I would have like a few deep breaths and then I would want the advice, not just fully straight away.
Thank you. And what about yourself, Chloe?
I'd like them to like acknowledge everything that I did well, like Let's just say that I did some really good split leaps in my routine, then I'd want them to tell me that, and then maybe also give me advice on how I could do that better, like in my backhand spring if my legs were bent, and be like, okay, maybe next time in your backhand spring, straighten your legs. And I'd also like a video, like Rose said, so you could actually see what you need to do better.
Well, that's a great tip, the video, for sharing that, and then also the advice once you've calmed down. But it also sounds like it's really important for your parents to actually be there and watching as opposed to not being there.
Yeah.
There. So thank you. You provided lots of great tips for myself, and I'm sure lots of other parents will be using that for their kids as well. Now, I know there's a lot of kids out there that aspire to, you know, have some of the achievements that you had, whether in the same sports as you or different sports. With that in mind, what's one piece of advice you would offer to other kids regarding training?
I would say train like you're doing like a championship or a competition, because if you train really bad and stuff, that's probably what you're going to end up doing. So like always train like you're going to do if you compete or championship or something like that.
And that would probably help you be less nervous when you're competing, because you're always training at that high level.
Yeah.
I would say if you're training, always go into training with a good mindset, because once you're in there with a negative mindset, you can train really bad and that's not going to help you for games or competitions or anything you do. So if you go in there with a good mindset, knowing you can do this and what's in the future for you if you keep on training and keep on getting better, like if you're doing netball or gymnastics or something, or swimming, if you practice, you know, maybe if I keep on doing this and getting better, I might make it to the Olympics one day. So you always have to see the positives of what can happen when you train well.
Great advice.
Like Kayla said, always think that you're training for the Olympics, and always think that the training is a race, and always go into training with a growth mindset. And if you have like a really hard set, like sometimes I do with like 7 200s of backstroke, I burst, I think negatively, and then I think of what can benefit me of doing that and strengthen my muscles to train that hard.
It really sounds like all of it, make sure you go in there with a positive mindset, and then training like it's your Olympic or your championship race, so that you're, when it comes to your championship race, it makes it easier. Now, all three of you are incredibly fit and strong. You've got lots of muscles on you. Now, I assume there could be a lot of kids and adults assuming that it's easy for you. You're just born like that. I know how much you all train for hours a week, and you put a lot of energy and effort in there. What message would you share with those who aren't as fit and strong as you are on what they can do to get there?
I would say if you're not as fit and strong as us, I wasn't fit and strong when I was like first born. I was really chubby and I knew that. So I just started training my body, and I still look back to pictures when I was like 8 and I was really chubby. But when I was 5, I was so fit and strong. I had abs. Mm-hmm. Because I would train, I would do like little 1 kilo weights just every day, and I would motivate myself.
So it sounds like you weren't just born like that, and
yeah,
you've trained hard to get there.
I'd probably have to say lots of practice. Practice makes perfection and also progress. So yeah, if you're doing something that you really love, or you want to, let's just say you want to be able to do 5 chin-ups in a row, then keep persisting and trying and always be determined to reach that goal.
Great advice.
My personal thought is that it doesn't matter how big you are or how skinny you are or whatever tone you are, you can do anything. And if you want to become fit, I would say just practice all the time, and if you end up coming out the way you didn't really want it to, it doesn't mean you can't go to the Olympics. It doesn't mean you always play bad games, and it doesn't matter what other people say about you, because at the end of the day, it's not their body. So you got this, and it doesn't matter if you're big or if you're chubby. Like me, when I was born, I was like fat, and even my parents even said that I wasn't fit. But when I did gymnastics, that really helped me, and I got so focused, and Now I'm really strong and I want to keep that up, and D8 has really helped me keep my strength.
So it sounds like that you became fit, strong and healthy because you've trained, not because you're just naturally born like that.
Yeah.
Now, talking to all three of you girls, you know, you're down to earth, you're funny, you're very confident individuals, you know, coming on to do the podcast takes a lot of courage. Do you ever experience a moment of doubt, and what do you do to overcome the doubt?
Everyone does. They just think negative about themselves at one stage. It always happens. Usually when you done sport or something, you had like something that's really bad happen to you, and you always think, I wasn't good enough for that. It's just not going to work out for me. But when I do think that, I always think about, wait, but I'm not a bad player. I got into the Division One team. How is that a bad accomplishment? And I always think of all the good things I've accomplished, and I can do way better than that, and I can become better and better. And because all of us, we've already done so many achievements, like imagine what we'll be like in the future if we keep on thinking great things in our mind. We're going to become like amazing people when we grow up.
Yeah, so it's what you focus on when you're having that bad day or that doubt. You focus on all the good that you've done.
Yeah.
Wow, it's such a good skill to have.
For me, or sometimes when I'm in training, like a skill can get really hard if you're like really tired, like it's the end of the session and you're doing your strength and you need to do like 2 times of 8 chin-ups and you're just like not really feeling it and you're really tired and you just want to go home and eat. For me, I just think about all the benefits that it's going to give me. And I think about as soon as I do that last set, I can finally like go home and finish up. So that's like, yeah, what I would do.
Focus on what you can get.
Yeah, and I also try and like push myself as hard as I can and think, hey, well, I'm really good. I won level 4 state championships. What does that show?
Great, thank you.
Sometimes that dance is a really hard move and some people can't get it. And the teacher just keeps telling them and telling them, and then they give up. When I hear that, I go up to them and say, it's okay, do me to help you. And then we try to do it together. And when I'm in that position and I don't know a dance move, I ask my friend so she would know the moves, or I would go up to the teacher and she would show me how to do the move and what technique I can use.
So you go and ask for help.
Yeah.
That's a great strategy. Thank you so much to all three of you for your time and being on the D8 podcast. I've learned so much from all of you. And I know no matter what either three of you do, you will be successful in your life because you're very determined. You're consistently training and working, and your focus and your mindset, being on the growth mindset and looking at the positives, will really help you achieve lots of results. I know that this podcast is going to be valuable not only for kids but also to parents. You provided excellent advice to parents. I know myself, by focusing on the positive for each of the kids and then, you know, giving some advice and filming them where appropriate and just overcoming the challenges. You're very honest and transparent, so thank you. Before we finish, I have two more questions. What's your favorite gym exercise?
It would probably be the running races because we're all so competitive and we all want to beat each other.
Bit of competition in the running.
Yeah.
I've got a few favorites, so can I share a few?
Of course.
So I really like the running races, like Ray said. And I also enjoy like some of the games, like the blaze pods where you like tap them. And I also do like doing Nordics too.
Quite good at them. And you do squats as well?
Yeah, I do like the squats with the bar too.
Yeah, and how heavy is the bar that you lift?
30 or 32 and a half.
Is that heavier than you are?
Just. I enjoy chin-ups. It's really fun. It's very hard, but it's not too hard that you're about to pass out or something. I remember we did chin-ups, but then they got harder, so we had to put our arms in a different position, which made it way harder. I had to do way less because I couldn't keep up with how hard it was, but it wasn't too hard that I literally couldn't do it anymore. I love squats too because it makes my legs stronger, and it's really good for my netball because we do lots of running, so it really helps me get faster, and The training in general is just amazing. I love it.
And I've seen you do chin-ups with weights on, where you put extra weight and then do chin-ups.
Yeah, that one's a bit harder. So there's chains that you put around your neck to make the... It's trying to pull you down kind of, but you still have to do it. It's harder, and I like when I get a bit of a challenge. It's always really fun for me.
And lucky last question, what does dominate mean to you?
For me, it means you got this and keep on continuing with what you're doing because you're doing well at it, and just make sure you focus. And if you focus, you become better, and you become better and better and better. And next thing you know it, you're 21 and you've won for your whole country, which is everything every sportswoman or sportsman wants to achieve.
It'd be an amazing achievement.
To me, well, I've heard two things. So obviously being the daughter of the gym is, I think in previous things, I think in some of his signs, it says dominate the competition. So based off of that, I think it means try and like do really well and like persist and like try and beat your own scores and stuff. So like, yeah, that's the kind of dominate means to me.
I think that dominate means to be the best that you can and try dominate yourself and your records and your times. And also sometimes if you want to be competitive, to dominate other people.
Yes, we all love a bit of competition.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks again, girls. I look forward to seeing all three of you on the gym floor. To all our listeners, thank you for tuning in and listening to the show. If you want to hear more about our junior gym program, you can visit our website, d8training.com.au, or on Instagram and Facebook at D8 Training. Please share and subscribe to our podcast. Your support will help us grow and continue to bring such valuable content to you and others. Until next time, dominate your life.